Hare Krishna. This is a reading from Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Kavi Karnapura. Chapter 14, The Spring Festival of Holi. Listeners interested in other audiobooks by previous acharyas are invited to visit our website, sadhusanga.com. As the rising sun beautified the blue sky with a brilliant light, Krishna woke up and dressed gorgeously like a dramatic actor. Taking his cows and friends, he entered the forest of Vrindavan. Every day, Nandanandana, who satisfies the desires of all surrendered souls, roamed and played in the forest in order to remove the distress of separation felt by the forest deer, birds, and creepers. When Krishna went to the forest, Batu, a nickname for Maru Mangal, decided to wander alone in the village of Gokul. He had a plan to open a treasure box of good fortune for the residents of Vrindavan. Batu looked somewhat funny with his thick neck and slightly bent over body as he sauntered down the road. Upon seeing Batu, the aristocratic mothers-in-law of the gopis suddenly approached him and welcomed him with great affection.
Oh, wise one of keen intelligence! Have you studied the Vedas that ornament every man of knowledge?
Slightly smiling, Batu replied,
I am a powerful astrologer, fully versed in the Jyotir Shastras and supplementary Agamas.
Please, tell us what profound truth you have discovered in all your studies.
My dear ladies, the Jyotir Shastras of astrology shine with immense power and influence. By studying astrology, one can know not only of events in the past, but a competent astrologer can also predict auspicious and inauspicious events that may take place in the future. Also, by worshipping specific demigods mentioned in the Agama Shastras, one obtains power to cause or prevent things from happening. Such astrologers can make the impossible become possible and turn the possible into the impossible.
This time is just suitable to ask a few questions. As Dakshin for your service, we will offer you many rich, tasty laddus. We have a very confidential question that we cannot ask inside our houses. Please dispel our doubt. Is there any person on earth or in heaven who will not use his knowledge to benefit others?
If you give me many cows with full milk bags, I will bestow my mercy upon you. I am a wise Brahmin, and by consulting the planetary transits, I can tell you exactly what is auspicious and inauspicious. Hidden within me is the power of omniscience.
The wealth of cows is just like dust particles for us. If you answer our question, we can give you whatever you want from this world.
No. Wealth does not interest me. In order to spread my fame, I am requesting this. So now, you may ask your question.
We are chaste housewives of Vrindavan and are not feeling the slightest misery. But we have one unsolvable problem. Although our daughters-in-law are as beautiful as lotus flowers, they are not the least bit happy. From the day of their marriages, they have been deaf to the names of their husbands. What to speak of looking at them? Where in the world can one find such ladies that find absolutely no joy in being with their husbands? Even to this day, they are proud and show aversion to their husbands. This problem has made us completely miserable. We want to resolve this. If you can solve the problem, your fame will be spread all over the world.
Understanding the minds of the elderly gopis, Kusumasava, Batu, fell silent. He pretended to be deeply absorbed in meditating on Sarasvati in order to solve the gopis' dilemma. First, Batu acted like a big acharya by spending a long time in silent contemplation before responding. Then, smiling slightly, he jokingly said, "O auspicious ladies, although I am Krishna's friend, my happiness would be ruined if he finds out that I am helping his antagonists. Therefore, you must keep these things secret and not tell anyone. Please bring me some fruit, and I will explain why your daughters-in-law are adverse to their husbands." When Batu, whose inexhaustible grace and beauty are rarely seen, received the fruit, he thought deeply for a moment and spoke. "O cultured ladies, there are two kinds of defects seen here, one material and the other spiritual. Your daughters are adverse because their husbands are full of material defects, such as bad behavior and ugliness. Everyone knows about this. So what is the use of applying the wisdom of astrology to solve this problem? Now, listen attentively as I explain the transcendental factors. Here in Vrindavan, there is one yogini who is against you. Her lotus feet are worshipped by the best of yogis. By her incredible mystic power, she can bring anyone under her control. She can even split the sun in half. This playful yogini is known as Yogamaya. By her illusory potency, she made it look like your sons are married to particular gopis. Yogamaya then propagated that fact amongst the ignorant to make them think that it was a real marriage. She also created the bad qualities in your sons and the antagonistic mood found in your daughters-in-law. Your daughters and their husbands are actually not fit to live together. Therefore, Yogamaya has personally prohibited your sons from even touching their wives. Using her tremendous power, Yogamaya will soon make your daughters-in-law give up any sense of being married to your sons. But if you are very affectionate toward your daughters-in-law, then that yogini will become favorable and help you. Furthermore, if you want your sons to become fortunate, then you should make sure that they do not even touch their wives. Your sons are very unhappy when they hear that Krishna attracts their wives and forcibly embraces them with his long serpentine arms. But soon your sons will become very happy and prosperous when their wives glance upon them favorably, like the goddess of fortune." Although overwhelmed by Batu's words and feeling great distress, the elderly gopis hoped that something auspicious would happen soon. In that mood, the gopis said,
"Oh, Batu, you are the embodiment of truth. Surely your words are not the statements of a mere child, but rather the wisdom of an omniscient Brahman. Indeed, you are a competent astrologer. Now, please show us the power you have obtained by mastering the agamas. Please tell us how to carefully worship the appropriate demigods so that we can prevent that yogini from harassing our sons."
"You can appease that angry yogini by worshipping another demigod who is supremely pure, imperishable, and infallible." Gaining relief from Batu's words, the elderly gopis expressed their appreciation by offering him a valuable necklace. The gopis then said gleefully,
"Oh, Batu, you are a mine of the best jewel-like qualities. Please, tell us who is that demigod. And what is his nickname? Tell us all the details about worshipping him."
"O fortunate ones,
There is a demigod named Kandarpa who resides here in Vrindavan as the Kunja Devata, the personified lord of the love groves. His body is the color of a rain cloud. He is ever youthful and transcendental. That yogini, Yogamaya, who enchants all the demigods, always remains submissive to this youthful personality known as Kandarpa. If you can please this demigod, then you will always be happy. However, if you anger him, even Shankar Mahadev cannot save you. That demigod delights in sporting from one forest grove to another. Although no one can see him, those who worship him with unalloyed devotion can see him in meditation. The method of his worship is very difficult, and it must be performed at exactly the right time. Listen attentively as I describe how to worship him. First, you should adorn yourself with very costly jewels and smear your bodies with attractive ointments. Rejecting the opinion of others, you must give up your shyness and go to Vrindavan to pick flowers. You must abandon all other talks and constantly fix your mind only on him. You must be freed from any cheating mentality. Then you can worship him according to all the rules and regulations. You should go from one grove to another and worship that youthful Kandarpa 3 times a day with incense, lamps, flowers, and fragrant substances. After the worship is finished, he will lay down on a bed of fresh, tender leaves, remaining awake the entire night with his friends. Besides perfectly fulfilling your cherished desires, this puja will give you the power to control anyone in the world if you do the puja in the morning, noon, and at night. There are many mantras to worship this demigod, but the best one is the Gopal mantra. If you have faith in me, I will tell you that mantra.
Oh, Balacharya, without a mantra, how can one worship Kandarpa? Oh, revered one, may your fame spread in all directions. Please teach us that mantra, and we will give it to our daughters-in-law.
Oh, ladies, you have spoken correctly. Now, may that demigod, who possesses unlimited wealth of 6 opulences, be happy with you. Considering the time and place, I will instruct you in the proper mantra. The mantra is Achintya Mahase Kunja Devatayai Rasatmane Svaha. I offer myself to the great inconceivable Lord of the Love Groves, who forever relishes tasty mellows. This concludes the method of worshipping that beautiful and splendorous Kunja Devata. Now, go to a lonely place and nicely worship the Kunja Devata. Just as a raging river spills over its banks, similarly, by the flood of his mercy, you will overcome all unfavorable situations. In that way, Yogamaya will become powerless before you. Everything I've told you is in the Agamas and Jyoti Shastra. By doing this, you will also receive my favor. After successfully deceiving the old ladies with these secret teachings, which were laced with many funny hidden meanings, that brahmachari quickly left them. The elderly gopis affectionately accepted the words of that expert talker and returned to their homes. Without envy, they instructed their daughters-in-law, who beamed like the attractive flames of ghee lamps, in worship of the Kunj Devata. The elderly gopis said,
"Oh, Boma,"
an affectionate term for the wife of one's son,
"you come from a high-class family. Indeed, you are famous for your kindness and refined qualities, which crush the pride of the celestial women. But we also see many defects in you that are not found even among the women on earth. One of your main faults is your aversion to your husbands. We do not even want to see our enemies having this fault. Therefore, we will tell you a vrat, which we learn from the Brahmana Madhumangal. By happily observing this vrat, you can quickly remove this obstacle to your good fortune, make your husband happy, increase your devotion to him, and please your superiors. You must take a vow to wander through the kunjas of Vrindavan, constantly worshipping Kandarpa, the demigod who fulfills the desires of everyone.
Not believing their ears, the daughters-in-law adopted a mood of astonishment and displeasure with this suggestion. The young gopis thought,
"What are they saying? Are our mothers-in-law testing us? Or maybe they have discovered our secret love."
While the daughters-in-law sat silently, the elderly gopis, in order to hide their defects from the people in general, privately instructed them in the vows and methods for worshipping the devata known as Kandarpa. The younger gopis thought,
"Our mothers are giving us joy and satisfaction by pouring this rasayana into our ears. Kusumasava has certainly created a grand festival for us."
Their bodies glowing with beauty and feeling great relief, the gopis spontaneously replied to their mothers-in-law,
"Oh, cultured ladies of Vrindavan, are there any wives who would not submissively follow the instructions of their mothers-in-law? Even if we become lean and thin, we are ready to go to the forest and execute this vrat. Why should we waste our lives staying at home? We should not wait another moment. Your instructions given to increase our good fortune sound as sweet as a melodious song."
The daughters promised to follow the orders of their mothers-in-law, who no longer prevented them from going to Vrindavan to pick flowers. Every day, those restless, fortunate girls joyfully went to Vrindavan. Instead of chastising them, their elders now praised and encouraged them. With great difficulty, the gopis tried to restrain the chariots of their minds and keep their poise as they walked past their superiors and relatives. Driven by minds permeated with Krishna prema, the gopis quickly arrived in Vrindavan. At that time, Krishna, adorned with a charming pearl necklace, played in a neighboring forest. Infatuated by their totally pure love for Krishna, the gopis pulsated with a desire to receive his delightful glance.